Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You are looking live at the McNeil and Parkins Show.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Hey, Danny, give me a cigar.
I'm really enjoying this.
So should I read into that you're not really enjoying that, Chris Tannehill? I don't know what to do there. No. Thank you for being with us. Yeah, exactly. Smartass. McNeil and Parkins on the score. What up, Mac?
I think everybody here was of the right mindset yesterday. Those who root for the Cubs, there was no panic on your part.
Nope.
There wasn't any on Nick Shepkowski's. But I know fans and some media people get a little uptight after the ball club loses five in a row. How's that for you?
It works.
14 runs. The Cardinals lose to the Twins, only 2.5 games back. Everybody breathe.
Everything's fine. Everything was fine yesterday. It's just, it's annoying watching a good team play bad. It's that simple. It's just annoying.
It's good to bust out of a slump like that, though. Put
yeah.
your signature on the game early and often and hit four dongs. That's fun.
So I assume, you know, I saw Rick Morrissey had a column in the Sun-Times about we need lineup consistency. Rough timing for that piece.
Yeah, it is. Well, and my guy David Haw took the hatchet out today, too, for you, Darvish.
Yeah.
Deservedly so. David swinging the big lumber today.
Called him, said he was softer than a hot pretzel at Wrigley Field.
Yes.
How about that?
The concourse.
How about that? And Ian Happ, I assume no one's going to be calling for his demotion anymore?
No more Iowa talk, at least not for today. And how about before I forget it? The two home runs.
You're already going to forget something?
Well, just because it's a little thing. I like to acknowledge defense. I was rougher on the Cubs yesterday than most people for their defense. I thought their defense in St. Louis was horrible. Ian Happ throwing that overzealous runner out at second base, trying to stretch a single.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I note.
Good
and
for
I
you.
Just noted it. Nice play, Happy.
Consider it noted.
Yeah.
That notation brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See, that note even had a sponsor attached to it.
Yeah.
Ian Happ's a really talented baseball player. You don't give up on really talented baseball players 100 at-bats into a season. It's tough, man. Like you said, the Bulls gave us not much. The Hawks gave us basically nothing. We want so badly for there to be a winner and a good team because talking about the building of the Bulls is exhausting and the building of the Bears is exhausting, and the building of the White Sox. It's like, it's nice to talk about a team on a day-to-day basis that you care about that has expectations of winning. That's a nice thing.
Exactly. And not just waiting until October. We know it doesn't matter until October. That's not news. That isn't news. It's still, when you watch it every day, as many of us do, and they kick the crap out of people, that makes it a more fun summer than them going 3 out of 5, 2 out of 5, and then winning 4 in a row and losing 2. You like to see them get on a good roll and beat the snot out of people.
I agree.
You're an arrogant Cubs fan to a degree.
Yes.
You expect decided victories, and with your roster, you should.
Well, that's what they're built to do, and every year that you go here, the window gets a little shorter, right? I know, breaking news. That's how it works. So you have this desire, this sense of urgency. Like, I don't think the Cubs are going to trade for Manny Machado. It strikes me as unlikely that they're going to give up a couple of players, acquire a top 10 player who they then would need to sign to a $300 million deal when they've got Chris Bryant to sign to his own $300 million deal at some point, right? Like, it strikes me as unlikely. But the fact that they're even on that list of teams that can do it, and come 2021, which isn't that far away when you're talking about turning this thing into a dynasty, all of a sudden you're going to have decisions on paying Bryant, paying Rizzo, paying Contreras, paying Baez, paying Schwarber, all of those guys. It's like this is the window to be gluttonous. It's not always going to be this good. So if even for a week or two you feel like they're wasting time within that window of potential greatness, it's just really frustrating.
You said 2021 before you can throw the D word out there. I don't know if you'd have to wait that long necessarily.
No, 2020.
If they won it this year and got to a World Series again in 19, is that not a dynasty?
No, it is. I might have misspoke. 2021 is when all of these young position players start to come up in their post-arbitration time where like they'll be free agents. A lot of their contracts are aligned because so many of them came up together. So 2021, 22, 23, this team as we know it is not going to be together anymore. Right? There wasn't a lot of changeover.
It might not even take that long.
Right. And so what I was trying to articulate is like if they are going to be a dynasty, they have to do it before that period of time. Okay. So they have then to do it. And so it's like there's a sense of urgency. Tom Ricketts was quoted in Gordon Whitmire's piece in the Sun-Times today. It wasn't specifically about Machado, but the question was about how aggressive ownership will be on making a signing or an addition like Manny Machado. He obviously didn't speak specifically about him. That would be tampering. He's under contract with the Orioles. But he said, as aggressive as Theo and Jed want us to be, this is the time to win.
Yeah.
If big additions are felt like they're needed by our baseball people, we will allow those additions to be made. Do you know what that's like for a Cubs fan to read that from the owner?
I've not heard that from owners of the teams for which I root, but the team that I root for the most is in a salary cap situation. So,
right, well,
like most sports.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. Like the possibilities for the Cubs for the next 4 years are limitless. They should be one of the three or four favorites every year to win a World Series. So that's like, so am I arrogant? Am I gluttonous? However you want to describe it. It's like I'm holding them to a championship bar while recognizing that you're not going to win a World Series every year and baseball and the playoffs and all that.
Sure.
I expect them to field a team every season between now and 2021 that has a realistic shot at competing for a World Series. So for a 2 week stretch when they don't look like it, come on. This is
It didn't even have to go 2 weeks before some people were firing away.
Exactly. Right.
You're going to have those stretches.
Of course. And so you do your best to acknowledge it, but that's why it's frustrating. It's because I've never in my life had it feel like, even when the Cubs were good when you were growing up, it didn't feel like this. It feels like their window is wide open for the foreseeable future because they've got the right GM, they've got the right president, they got the right owner, they got the right ballpark, they're going to get the right TV deal, they got the right roster. Like it feels good to expect your baseball team to be dominant. And so that's what we've grown accustomed
to. Yeah, it's what you've grown accustomed to.
That's
you
true.
And Cubs fans. I don't know that as a White Sox fan. I don't really feel that strongly about my Blackhawks right now, but we have buried the lead regarding the Cubs game tonight. We'll get to it in a few minutes.
Okay.
We've buried the most important story.
Okay. I don't even know what you're referring to other than the fact that we don't know who the pitcher is. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is SAFE. Text SAFE, S-A-F-E, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is SAFE to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We'll find out what Mac's talking about coming up next, and then Albert Almora in 20 minutes on the score.
Someone named Crane Carey to whine to a local radio station.
That's John Feinstein. He doesn't know all of the names necessarily.
Yeah.
He was talking about Crane Kenny, not Crane Carey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going?
Crane Kenny, Director of Business Operations for the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah,
that's right.
Not Crane Kennedy.
No.
Not anything like that.
Not at all.
Your suite mate tonight at Wrigley Field.
That's right.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you, Mac.
Congratulations. You got product in the hair. You got your steak shoes on.
I look
good. Slacks with a press. Yeah, you're looking good.
I look as good as I can look. That's right. I mean,
you can get a new shirt for that outfit, but other than that, you look spectacular.
You don't like this shirt? What's wrong with the shirt?
Just nothing. You really are my 27-year-old son. You really are Van. I swear.
I'm 31 and married.
I know, but you look so much like him in every way.
Oh, thank you. I assume Van is a very good-looking man.
Yes, he is, and he would dress similarly.
I mean, coming from you, you look like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
I'm not hanging out in one of the boss's suites tonight, though, either, am I?
No, not at all. But I mean, what do you want? This is a Tommy Hilfiger sweater.
It's fine. It's
Movado
fine.
Watch.
Don't. I'm just teasing.
I think you got your Home Improvement cast wrong there, Parco. I think he looks more like Al than Tim the Toolman Taylor, because Tim's in the suit.
You're right. He looks more like Al. Thank you.
I don't know either of those
cats.
Thank you
for the correction, Shep. You're right.
Big Home Improvement guy as a 10-year-old.
Yeah, my bad. It's been a minute since I saw.
No, but you got the product in the hair. You're working.
Yeah.
And it's a big night because a lot of fun people, a lot of important people you're going to be around.
Oh, I don't know how big of a night it is, but, you know, I'm going to the Cubs game. Yes, I will be in a suite. Yes, there will be people significantly more important than me in that suite. So, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to just be in the background.
That's good. I was kind of hoping you were going tomorrow for the matinee because I'm probably going tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to hang with you.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I have plans tomorrow, unfortunately.
I understand.
No, I'm just messing with you. I can go. I mean, we can go to any game.
That's a long baseball. That's the beauty of baseball season. You got, 81 opportunities.
Yes, it is. No, I mean, two suites in 2 weeks for your guy, Park, right over here. We destroyed... destroyed some beers and the dessert card and the Baileys last week, and now I'll have to be a little bit more civilized this week.
I have to confess, I never have been to one of the suites at Wrigley Field.
Pond's good for you.
How are they? Yeah, right. compared to other ballparks, how are they? Are they
small?
Relatively new, though, right? Have they refurbished?
They refurbished the area around it this offseason. It's new. When they did the 1914 club, which is the thing for the rich people seats down below, I've not been into that club yet or to those seats. But I think they did it kind of with that. And so now there's a like a private entrance and an elevator and all sorts of things like that. So you don't have to walk up the ramp to get into the suites. But so I've only been to the one time this year. But yeah, that's relatively new. But no, there's not much space at Wrigley.
That's right. That's what I'm having a difficult time visualizing this. And you know what? I'll go to the ballpark tomorrow. I'll take a walk around because I can do that.
Yeah.
No one will stop me. And I'll find out what they look like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what more you want. There's a little flat screen TV in there. If a dozen people were standing inside the skybox, it would be a little cramped. It's definitely, for indoor and outdoor use. I've been to nicer skyboxes, but complaining about a skybox.
No, right.
Feels a little ridiculous.
Free food,
free booze.
Company of the brass.
Schmoozing, all sorts of
things. Who all is going to be there tonight? Who will be among the luminaries?
I don't know the full guest list, honestly. I just know that
several more guys from the station are going.
Yeah,
right?
I believe Connor is going. I believe Lawrence is going.
Connor's flying.
He's flying there on the private jet. I think there's some people from the music station are
XRT?
Going.
XRT?
Yes.
Or B96?
I believe XRT, Mac.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the only people from the score that I know that are going are Lawrence, Connor, and myself.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know that we do it at different times of the year. You know, it's an invite for mingling and conversation and things like that. So I'm sure you'll get an invite one of these days.
Yeah. You're going to give Mitch some more money tonight? You're going to wager on the leadoff man to Homer?
If Mitch wants to donate some money, I got to make my $20 back.
Yeah, he's so silly for giving you even money on that.
I know. For anyone who doesn't know, he said that Anthony Rizzo is going to Homer on this at bat. I was like, I get any other result? He said yes. And then he homered in that
straight
at bat.
Up.
I know.
Straight up.
Even
money.
It should have been 15-1, but I'm glad that he didn't make me pay it, frankly. What's your favorite way to gamble at the ballpark other than...
You typically do that sort of thing with people for money. I'd be happy to, but most of the people I hang with don't do that sort of thing.
You know, like passing the cup around.
Sure.
Put the five in or
sure,
a dollar
like
in.
This particular, but I bet you they score a run this inning. I don't remember doing a whole lot of that.
You can bet on whether or not when they throw the ball back out to the mound...
on or off, the on or off game, if it stays up on the mound.
Or here's one, bet whether Jose Abreu knows it's the third out of the inning when he catches the putout or if he starts to try to fire the ball around the infield. Okay. That's been a recent habit of his.
That's a fun game to play.
Will Jose Abreu start to chuck it around the infield after the third out, not knowing how many outs there are?
I haven't noticed that trend. What would that pay if you were going to say that he will not know that it's the third out of the inning?
Oh, I think that's got to be at least 10 to 1, does it not?
Well, yeah, of course, but I didn't know.
If it's that regular, then no.
How often does he struggle with the out counting?
I bet he's been told you got to know how many outs there are, right? Ricky Renteria
seems
doesn't
like a
strike me as
the
kind of guy who puts up with much.
No.
He'll sit you.
Ricky's boys don't know how many outs there are. New saying. Put it on a t-shirt.
They play to the final out. Three outs, four outs, it doesn't matter.
Now, they'll play to it.
On occasion, if somebody makes a really good play, I've seen first baseman, Abreu and others, throw the ball back to him to say, hey, like, nice going. Mm. Nice play. But he does it, like, several times I've seen him do it this year. Got to know how many outs there are.
All right, well, then, I mean, that feels like a 10-to-1 spot.
It feels like a wager. We have to get to a White Sox game. We owe a listener who won tickets on the show. Remember that day when the Sox played the Athletics and Carson Fulmer got 3 A's out? That was awesome.
Right, and you Sox promised at least 7 innings of attendance.
Yes. It was 8 runs or more. The Sox lost that game 12-11. It took about 6 hours to play that Wednesday game. They finished around 8 o'clock in the evening, if you remember.
I do remember, but you promised that you would attend the game with the listener
for
7 innings.
Right, we got for 7 innings. That's what you were saying. Okay. Yeah. So it's not working on that. Yeah, so we have to get a hold of that guy and take him.
I'm willing to. I'd prefer to go to a Ronaldo Lopez start when it's nice weather. That would be my first preference, followed by Giolito, James Shields somewhere down at the bottom. But yeah, I'm down to go to Sox Park with you whenever you want.
Yeah, Giolito's on the mound tonight, looking for. Got to turn it around. Got to start throwing strikes. Get guys out. That'd be good.
You could be the pitching coach.
They got a good pitching coach.
I know they do, but you could always use an assistant.
Yeah, and he's not bad when he plays our game. Pick a player either. He knows those states. He can rattle them off, can't he?
And current Cubs.
New Jersey, New York.
Quintana, you're welcome.
There's Connecticut. I think there's, did I say New Jersey?
you mentioned Jersey.
No.
He also failed to mention Illinois as a state.
Right, he forgot that.
What is that? Where am I? Oh, yeah.
You know, Illinois. I would get, if I were playing that game, pick a player, and you say, all right, states in America, 15 seconds, go. I would be so cocky, I would start to do it alphabetically and get stuck and wind up giving you 8 or 9 instead of 16 or 18. That's how I would probably do it.
I can see that.
Quintana.
I don't have...
You're welcome.
Quintana, you're welcome.
That would be really easy for me, because did you guys get the state song when you were in like 3rd or 4th grade? Did you have to do that?
Yeah.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut.
Roll damn tide.
Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois.
Yeah, Shep,
Indiana.
Remember, we pointed out how good you were at pick a player.
That's right. I just want to remind everyone.
Yeah, you're a really good player when you know the category.
And remind everyone that Les Grobstein, trivia-wise, has it coming for him, too.
Well, we'll see if you actually arrange that, Mr. Executive Producer.
Right.
All right, let's go. We're going to get that done.
I'll write the questions.
Okay.
I'll be happy to write the questions. And we'll mix up the eras, too. It's not going to be era-specific. I am not afraid to ask the youngster over there in his 30s what happened in Super Bowl IV, because I know he can tell you what happened in Super Bowl IV.
Chiefs over Vikings.
What was the final?
I don't know. If I can get you Len Dawson as the MVP.
Well, you better study up, Shep. The growler
okay,
was there.
Okay, cool.
Coming up next, Albert Almora. Cubs panic. Manny Machado and more with Albert Almora on the score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.